Discovering the Heart of the World, a story. All my life, I've searched to discover the path to the heart of the world. I was determined to discover words that in some magical, mysterious way might possibly improve on silence. I abandoned all reason and wandered the world. I adventured into and explored unknown lands. I asked strangers to share their life stories. With wide open ears, I listened deep and hard to every word of each story until I knew them all by heart. Then I shape-shifted the narratives into poems. Then, when the evening star opened its eyes and the crescent moon sighed and the great owl blinked and the mighty river flowed over the falls on the day before winter solstice, in a gentle tenor, I softly sang a prayer to the creative forces of the universe, asking for guidance in finding the path to the heart of the world. Then late last night, I entered a book that will be published next year, a book written by an alchemist of words, of being. She invited me to read her newest work. When I opened the document, a wave of electric energy raced from the tip of my tailbone to the crown of my head, where it exploded into fireworks. I shivered and jumped about in my chair as if I was having some kind of spasmed seizure. Goosebumps all over my body, I shivered with excitement. Then a peaceful calm washed over me, and I started reading about quantum energies and creativity. In no time, I saw clearly that the path to the heart of the world, a path I had been seeking all my life, had been with me all along. Then I understood that the path is no path at all. There is no path. But there is a way, a natural way, to get to the heart of the world. The way is to engage in discourse and collaboration with other human beings, with other beings seen and unseen, with animals and plants, birds, bees, trees, with angels and elemental beings, with myself, with all and everything. The path is realized through engagement, whether solitary or with others. There is a way of knowing that is beyond all scientific approaches and methods, all rational thought. Many are aware of this. I suspect everyone knows it at some level. Somehow, everything is unified, one energy, one never-ending, spinning, whirling. The ever-changing way is discovered by letting go, listening to the music of life, of the spheres, then embracing and enjoying the laughing dance.